Video being broadcast on Egyptian television shows the three American students in custody. One of them is looking around the room. He almost looks comfortable. The other stoic, almost to the point of disinterest. Then there's Derek Sweeney. He looks...
He looks terrified, and it's like a deer in the headlights.
Joy Sweeney is Derek's mother. She's a school board member in Jefferson City, where Derek grew up. The video shows a table in front of the suspects, holding what's likely evidence, bottles of gasoline like they allegedly threw at Egyptian police fighting with protesters near Tahrir Square Monday.
What do I think about those accusations? I think that they're completely inaccurate portrayal of my child. He cares deeply about the world, and he truly believes in solving problems peacefully.
Joy and her family have very little information about her son's situation Tuesday night. The last thing the State Department told her is he's being held for questioning at a courthouse in Cairo. She's watching the news, too, in hopes of finding out more.
He's a 19-year-old junior at Georgetown, so obviously he's had to work hard to get where he is in this world. And he was studying Arabic and psychology. I believe that he's curious, but I do not believe that he would inflict harm on anyone.
Joyce's phone keeps cutting in and out during the interview. Some of the calls are friends offering prayers. Others are reporters like me. The last time she spoke with her son was just hours before his arrest.
And said that everything is fine there, and he's about to go hang out with some friends. And then he spoke to his friends again, and then he said, "Mom, I love you very much, and I'll call you later." And I said, "I love you too," and we hung up.
Joy says the State Department told her it wouldn't be a good idea right now for her family to try to go to Egypt, but she says she has another son in Afghanistan who may try to go to Egypt if Derek ends up going to trial. Ryan Femuliner, KBIA News.